This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. I'm Mark Boulanger. The International Trade Union Confederation and the Global Unions Industrial and Uni have declared Wednesday, September 17th, to be a global day of action for garment workers in Cambodia. Industrial is the global union which represents garment workers at the world level. Uni represents many of the workers who sell garments in retail stores. I talked to Jyrki Reina, the General Secretary of Industrial, about the Day of Action in support of the Cambodian garment workers. I asked him why the day was organized and why now.
This Global Day of Action is being organized now because in early October, a tripartite committee will confirm a new minimum wage as of 1st of January 2015 for more than 500,000 Cambodian garment workers. And we want to make sure that the government and the employers, together with the unions, take a decision which is a considerable rise of the minimum wage towards a living wage. What we don't want to see is the violence that led to the killing of six garment workers in January earlier this year when the minimum wage battle was already on.
What are the Cambodian garment workers asking for?
The existing minimum wage is $100 a month. And the workers have agreed that they want to have $177 a month, which is in fact the number that a government study showed to be a living wage last year. And the negotiations are, of course, going on. We need the pressure from around the world to avoid the violence and get a living wage. And that is why Industrial is teaming up with Uni, ITUC, and a number of NGOs around the world. There will be embassy action. There will be letters to be sent. There are also demonstrations in front of stores of many brands in North America and Europe and Asia. So altogether, we hope to put pressure on the decision makers to do the right thing.
You have visited Cambodia a number of times. Tell us, what are the wages and working conditions for the garment workers like?
$100 a month is such a low poverty wage. It means that the workers need to work very long hours, 60 hours a week and more, to make the ends meet. And more shockingly, this is also leading to health problems. Just some months ago, two workers actually died after working several days, very long hours. One was working from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. because of an urgent order by a brand. And after several days, she just collapsed and later died. So this is the kind of unsustainable production model that we need to get rid of.
What can unions and their members do to help the garment workers in Cambodia?
Well, as a permanent solution, I would say that workers and union members should be active consumers. So when you go to a shop, ask the personnel there, in what kind of condition is this cloth that I would like to buy made in? And that will little by little force them to serve the clients in a way that we know that they are made in sustainable and safe conditions. But in the short term, we just ask you to go to the Industrial website and send a letter to the Cambodian government and ask them to raise the minimum wage now.
Industrial, your global union federation, along with Uni, was instrumental in getting a fire and safety accord implemented in Bangladesh after the Rana Plaza disaster. Is there a possibility of implementing a similar accord in Cambodia?
We start in Bangladesh because the problems with the fire and building safety were so obvious, and then the terrible Rana Plaza industrial homicide in April last year, it finally woke up everybody, and we managed to get a legally binding agreement, which is now leading to a change. So this has taken so much of our time and energy that we haven't honestly been able to think about the next steps. But yes, there are countries which are important for the garment industry, Cambodia, Pakistan, Indonesia, and so on. But in Cambodia, the most urgent priority here is now the minimum wage battle.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.